Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all beauty, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamb, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 3 from the Messages of Hope. Says, inshallah, this is message 3 from the Messages of Hope. And actually, the title of today is that none has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah, glorified and exalted are you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers. Actually, inshallah, today we will continue to learn the messages of hope which Allah the Almighty sends in His holy book. Messages of hope are the words of healing, cure, peace, tranquility, mercy, sympathy, reality, and hope which we are honored to receive from our Lord Allah. Messages of hope are lessons of the lives of the prophets and the righteous people, which prove to us the power of hope and its effect to reach the goal and to handle all the trials with calmness and reassurance. Messages of hope is the reminder that only Allah has the power to initiate the causes and bring about the results. The power, that is to say, the power to change the present and the future. So the true believer whose heart is full of faith will never despair of Allah's mercy, as he finds in his faith a bond with his Lord that gives him the reassurance and hope even in the most difficult moments and under severe pressure. It is the hope in Allah that motivates the believer to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping that Allah will not burden him above his scope, hoping that Allah's mercy is so close at hand, hoping that there is an outlet for every trial, hoping that failure is a step on the way of success, hoping that events will turn out for the best, hoping that there is a bright light in every dark. The power of hope is all you need to keep on living the worldly life, the life of trials, having a healthy spirit and a healthy body. As your hope in Allah protects your immune system against the harmful effects of sadness, despair, and depression. Also, the power of hope will help you to accept Allah's decree with patience, as it will provide you with the reassurance that the most merciful promised al-sabirin, the patient with unlimited reward. When you are sure that Allah will reward you with unlimited reward, you will tolerate His decree and you will accept it, hoping for that reward. The power of hope will help you to fulfill all your trust towards yourself and all around you, your husband, your kids, your family, the community, in the best shape, as you will have the hope that Allah the Almighty will support you, as He always supports those who obey His commands. Actually, we are learning in the messages of hope verses of the Quran which you can consider that it is sent to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the support and to give us actually the power to keep on obeying Him and to have the full trust in Him. Today, inshallah, we will learn the story of Prophet Yunus, which is a clear proof that you need to keep the power of hope in Allah always strong in your spirit, even in the most difficult times, as it is the way for the hour. We will read now from the Quran, from the story, about the story of Prophet Yunus. We will read from Surah number 21, Surah number 68, Surah number 37, and inshallah we will learn the lessons and the hope from this story. من الشيطان الرجيم. Now we will read from Surah number 68. We will read verse 48, 49, and 50. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تكن كصاحب الحوت ولا تكن كصاحب الحوت إذ نادى وهو مكظوم لولا أن تداركه نعمة من ربه لنبذ بالعراء وهو مذموم فاجتباه ربه فجعله من الصالحين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So wait with patience for the decision of your Lord, and be not like the companion of the fish, when he cried out to us while he was in deep sorrow. Had not a grace from his Lord reached him, he would indeed have been left in the stomach of the fish, but we forgave him, so he was cast off on the naked shore while he was to be blamed. Then his Lord chose him and made him of the righteous.
Now, inshallah, we will read from Surah number 21. We will read verse 87 and 88. Surah number 21. We will read verse number 87 and 88. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين.
And remember Dun, Jonah, when he went off in anger and imagined that we shall not punish him. But he cried through the darkness, saying, La ilaha illa anta, none has a right to be worshipped but you. O Allah, glorified and exalted, be you above all that evil they associate with you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers. So we answered his call and delivered him from the distress, and thus we do deliver the believers who believe in the oneness of Allah. Abstain from evil and work righteousness.
Okay. Allah, we will read from Surah number 7, from verse number 139 to 148, to know the rest of the story of Prophet Yunus. Surah number 37.
37.
Yes. And we will read from 139 to 148. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن يونس لمن المرسلين إذ أبق إلى الفلك المشحون فساهم فكان من المدحضين فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون فنبذناه بالعراء وهو سقيم وأنبتنا عليه شجرة من يقطين وأرسلناه إلى 100,000 أو يزيدون فآمنوا فمتعناهم إلى حين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And verily, Yunus, Jonah, was one of the messengers. When he ran to the laden ship, then he agreed to cast lots, and he was among the losers. Then a big fish swallowed him, as he had done an act worthy of blame. Had he not been of them who glorify Allah, he would have indeed remained inside its belly, the fish, till the day of resurrection. But we cast him forth on the naked shore while he was sick, and we caused a plant of gourd to grow over him, and we sent him to 100,000 people or even more, and they believed, so we gave them enjoyment for a while.
So now, sisters, we read from the Quran about Prophet Yunus, and actually now I will tell you his story, and inshallah we will learn about his hope and how the power of hope saved him from the tragedy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a test for him. Prophet Yunus is called also in the Quran the Noon, because of being swallowed by the Noon. The Noon is in the Quran is the whale. When in the Quran Allah it mentioned the Noon, it means that Prophet Yunus, whom he was swallowed by the whale, because the whale in the Quran means the unknown. Clear? Okay? So his story, what is his story? Actually, before starting to know about him, his supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he was in the stomach of the whale, actually is said by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whoever a Muslim will call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this supplication, Allah will surely fulfill his supplication. So it is the answer supplication at the time of sadness is that supplication, because the sadness of Prophet Yunus is considered one of the greatest sadness which is faced by any human being since Allah created the earth. Now we will know how his situation was so critical and it was a very big tragedy, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his hope in the mercy of Allah and out of his repentance and pure faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah saved him from that tragedy. A lesson for every Muslim that there is always a hope to have an outlet from any tragedy if you have faith in Allah, hope in Allah, and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet Yunus, I will use the name Yunus because this is the Arabic name. Prophet Yunus was sent to the people of the town of Nineveh. This is a town in Iraq. Supposed. They were idol worshippers. Prophet Yunus was sent to teach them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one. They disliked his interference in their way of worship. So they argued, we and our forefathers have worshipped these gods for many years, and no harm has come to us. Try as he might to convince them of the goodness of Allah's laws, but they ignored him. He warned them that if they kept on their ignorance, Allah's punishment would soon follow. Instead of fearing Allah, they told Yunus that they were not afraid of his threats. Let it happen, they told him. So Prophet Yunus decided, in that case, I will leave you to your misery. He decided to leave them before getting the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important remark which you have to keep it in mind, that he has his decision to stop calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before getting the command from Allah. So Prophet Yunus moved in to the direction of the sea, where he boarded a small ship in the company of other passengers. It sailed all the day in calm water with a good wind. Suddenly, when the night comes, the sea changed. A horrible storm blew, as if it were going to split the ship in two pieces. The waves looked wild. They rose up as high as mountains. So the chief crewman asked the crew to lighten the ship's heavy load. So they decided to remove at least one person. The captain directed, we will make lots with all of the travelers' names. The one whose name is drawn will be thrown into the sea, and it was Yunus' name which appeared. Since they knew him to be the most honorable among them, they didn't wish to throw him to the angry sea. Therefore, they decided to draw a second lot. Again, his name was drawn. They gave him a final chance, and it was his name for the third time. Unfortunately for Yunus, his name was the one name drawn for the three times. The matter was over. It was decided that he should throw himself into the water. It was the night when Yunus was in a moment thrown from the ship, so to be immediately swallowed by a whale. The whale swallowed Yunus into his stomach and shut its ivory teeth on him as if they were the white bolt looking the door of the prison. After, let us look again to the board. Can you open it quickly? And try to imagine where is Prophet Yunus while he was making this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the teeth of the wall. Okay? He is very small thing thrown inside the stomach. This is the teeth. Okay, this is the angry sea. Okay, and this is the night. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to have this present. He was present in three darkness. This is the three darkness which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a prison for Prophet Yunus, so that logically there is no hope for escape. What are these three darkness? Number one, it is the stomach of the whale. Number two, it is the sea. Number three, it is the night. So try to imagine a human being who is present, number one, inside the stomach of that big fish, okay? And again, sisters, you cannot evaluate the hardship of Prophet Yunus except when you just try to imagine that you are in the sea, not inside the stomach of the fish. Just you are in the sea during the night alone, okay, about to be drowned, but it is not that case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for him more and more and more difficult. I will clarify to you why, and I will clarify to you the lesson of this very special prison which was only made for Prophet Yunus. Okay, so he was in three layers of darkness. This is what Allah mentioned in the Quran. The three layers of darkness, the stomach of the whale, the sea, and the night. Logically, Prophet Yunus imagined himself to be dead. There is no possibility for escape death, okay, either from the first layer or the second layer of darkness. But his senses became alert when he found that he could move. When he start to feel that he could move inside the stomach of the whale, so he felt that he is still alive. Immediately he realized that he has the power of hope. Again and again, sisters, we must know what is the motivator of our dua, what is the motivator of our patience, what is the motivator of our acceptance, so that we concentrate on the motivator. Most of the people, they say, we don't have patience. You don't have patience because you don't have the motivator for the patient, which is the power of hope. In the middle of the three layers of darkness, it was the power of hope that moved the spirit of Prophet Yunus, that motivated him to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping that Allah will accept his repentance and save him from that great tragedy. So his heart and tongue called with full sincerity and hope, "There is no God but you, glorified and exalted be you. Truly I have been the wrongdoers." Okay, this is the supplication of Prophet Yunus. Alayhi salam. Prophet Yunus kept on calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that supplication. It was his supplication while he is in the whale's stomach that saved him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the sincere repentance and invocation of Prophet Yunus. Allah commanded the whale to cast Yunus forth on the island. We will finish the story and then inshallah, we will have detailed analysis of each event. Prophet Yunus' body was inflamed because of the acids inside the fish stomach. He was ill as he lost all his skin because of the acidity of the stomach of the fish. Allah the Almighty caused a vine to grow to considerable length over time for protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him that when the fish opened its mouth, okay, it didn't throw Prophet Yunus in the sea, but Allah made it to throw him on the island. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a very big tree with very big papers to protect him from the sun, because actually he lost, this is Prophet Yunus, he doesn't have any skin. If he will be exposed to the sun, all his body will be burned. So it is again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that he made for him a tree which has very big leaves to protect his body from the sun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to recover. Gradually he regained his strength and found his way to his homeland, where he was surprised by the charge that had taken place while he was not there. Inshallah, I will inform you about this surprise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Yunus after we will analyze his story in detail, so that we can feel the hope which motivated the spirit of Prophet Yunus in this great tragedy, so that he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his supplication, the supplication to be answered in every trial and at the time of sadness. So let us, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, analyze the story of Prophet Yunus in order to learn its great lesson, so that inshallah we can get benefits of this message 3 of hope. Number one, we must know that Prophet Yunus left his people because he was angry. As he didn't believe in his message, he was supposed to wait for Allah's command. He was not patient with the trial of his people, that his people was not believing in his message. He considered it too much hardship for him. This is lesson number one. Okay, this is the mistake of Prophet Yunus, that he didn't accept Allah's decree and he considered Allah's decree too much for him. He is not happy with it. He is impatient with Allah's decree. This is number one. Okay, so it was Allah's decree that he must face one of the greatest tragedy in history. Okay, that is to be swallowed by the owl. So the first lesson, sister, is never to be impatient with any of Allah's commands or Allah's decree, and never to stop obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or accepting his decree, as this is an attitude which needs a reminder. You will face the same punishment of Prophet Yunus, which is a greater disaster. Now let me clarify to you what is the meaning of this lesson in our worldly life, so that inshallah, sisters, this message inshallah will be a message of hope for every one of us. So now, sisters, we learn that because Prophet Yunus was impatient with Allah's decree, and he didn't wait for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave his people, he left them without the command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for him a punishment that he faced a greater, or one of the greatest tragedy in history. Okay? So the lesson is that if you are impatient with any of Allah's commands or with any of Allah's decree, so try to remember the story of Prophet Yunus. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that if you are impatient with Allah's commands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to have great, and you feel that Allah's commands are so difficult for me, they make my life difficult, I am not happy, I am impatient, I am angry, whatever. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you out of this feeling to live more difficult disasters in your life, and at that time you will be a sinner and a loser. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to pray all the prayers at time. And let us have an example of the prayer which most of the Muslims are impatient with it, Fajr prayer. Okay? In reality, most of the Muslims, they are not happy with the time of Fajr prayer. It is too early, and we have to wake up, and we have to sleep early, and, you know, it doesn't fit with our life. No problem. Okay, this is their point of view. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pushing any of us, or not actually forcing any of us to obey the commands. It is up to everyone. So someone decided that I will not pray Fajr prayer. As Prophet Yunus decided to leave his people before getting the command of Allah, some Muslims, they decide that I will not pray Fajr prayer in time at all. Okay, so what will be his... This is step number one. He decides. Okay, what will be step number two? Step number two, that he will decide to enjoy the night. Okay, enjoy the night, watching the television. And you know what is in the television at night? Okay, or chatting on the computer. Yes, or yes, this is the best, this is the best of the best, or drinking, or gambling, or whatever evil. You know why, sisters? Because this is the time where Satan will control the human being. The moment you decide to forget about Allah's command, the moment Satan will control your spirit. So you are the one who decide to follow Satan. Why? Because you forget about, you don't like Allah's command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise, okay, commanded us to pray Fajr prayer for our sake, not for Allah's sake. Allah is not in need of anyone. The one who prays Fajr prayer is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until night. Okay? So whoever wants to live the whole day in the protection of Allah will be the one to pray Fajr prayer. He is the one who is getting the blessings of Fajr prayer. But some Muslims are not happy. We will not pray. No problem. Okay? So the minute they will forget about Allah's command, the minute they will lose the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Satan will start to control all their night. Okay? What will happen after this? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They will become, okay, having the addiction for this kind of life. And if you look around you, you will notice that people, they sleep at 1 or 2 a.m. You tell them, don't sleep at 1 or 2 a.m. Try to sleep at 10, 1 a.m. in the morning. Try to sleep at 10 p.m. so that you can wake up for Fajr prayer. They will tell you, we can't. Now, I can't sleep before 1 a.m. in the morning. And while I am wake up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what people are doing during the night. The night is the time when the shaitan is very active. Satan is very active, especially at night. So what is the end of this? The end of this is that they will become all these hours equal to hours of sin. Sins. Sins to say equal to loss. Loss of the good deeds and loss of the paradise. So it is out of the being impatient with the command, one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Fajr prayer. That Muslim decided to lose the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, sister, who is the Muslim and who is the human being who can decide to lose the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This means that he doesn't have a mind. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called those people whom, you know, they forget about the commands of those Muslims. All, you know, what we learned about Muslims, those Muslims whom they decide to forget about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have eyes, but they don't see with their eyes. They have ears, but they don't listen with their ears. Okay? They have hearts, but they don't reflect and minds with them, and actually they are worse than the animals. Why? Because they have a mind, but they stop using it. Animals don't have minds. We have mind, but I will cancel my mind. I will forget about Allah's commands. Protection, I don't want protection. Satan, I will follow him all the time. Then the most important issue, sisters, is that this is the life of sorrow, worry, and sadness and depression. Whenever, as we learned from the classes of the depression, whenever Satan is there, depression is there. You must know this. Those people whom they are under the impression, I am enjoying my night, mostly they are having antidepressant medications. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so you know, sisters, what is the cause of all this trouble? The cause is that I am impatient with Allah's command. You are impatient with Allah's command, but you are patient with Satan's commands. So you are one of Satan's followers. Okay, we must realize this fact, because we always evaluate, you know, whatever is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the wrong way. I am not praying Fajr prayer, what is the problem? No problem. I am not praying it at 6 o'clock, I will pray it at 9 o'clock. Alhamdulillah, Allah is the most forgiving. Yes, always. Always we remember that Allah is the most forgiving. Why we never remember also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can punish us as he punished his prophet. Prophet Yunus with the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those prophets are beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than other people because they are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in spite of being a prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to face this greatest tragedy to be inside the... I will lock it. To be inside the stomach of the fish out of being impatient with Allah's decree. So for the sake of Allah, sister, this is the lesson of the Quran which we needed from the depths of the stories of the Quran. Never to be impatient with something related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be one of the followers of the Satan. You will be the loser. You will be the one whom you will have the depression and you will be a sinner and you will never feel the tranquility or the peace in your heart at all. Even if you feel that you have all the fun of life, but never in the depth of your heart you will feel tranquility or peace, because tranquility and peace are related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are impatient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Number two sisters which we will learn from this story, because Prophet Yunus was impatient with Allah's decree and he decided to leave, you know, the city before the command of Allah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him, you are not happy with that decree to call the people to Allah and the people are not believing. You consider this a great tragedy? Okay, no problem. Come and face the greatest tragedy in the world. So that you believe that the decree of Allah is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have the choice to choose what we like and what we don't like. Regarding the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we Muslim must have total submission to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't have total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be again that Satan will whisper to you, forget about Allah. He is giving you very hard time. You are always living problems. This life is a disaster. Don't pray. Don't, you know, or even, you know, read the Quran or whatever. Enjoy life. Forget about halal and the haram. And it is the same end. A sinner not enjoying the reality of the happiness of the hearts at all. Sisters, sins to say equal Satan equals sadness. Actually, this is the series of S. Okay? It is sin. It is Satan. Sins. Sadness. This is the reality.
Remember, 3 S.
3 S. Yes. 3 S. Okay? So why, sisters? Why? Okay, let us continue, you know, the rules, then I will tell you about the how we can get the benefits. So lesson number one, never to become impatient regarding either Allah's commands or Allah's decree, as this will cause you to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lesson number two, which is related to Allah's decree, that you must know that Allah's decree is planned according to Allah's wisdom and power. It is very critical. Allah's decree, sister, is very critical. What is the meaning of this? It means that, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for me to arrive to the masjid 12 o'clock and 11 minutes, and I prepared myself to arrive to the masjid at 12 exactly, it will be the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to postpone me for 11 minutes exactly. You must evaluate life like this. Every second is up to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every minor event in your life is up to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which can happen just like that. It may be. It will not. This is not for the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every event is very critical regarding the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us this in Surah Al-Qamar, Surah number 54, verse number 49 and 50. Let us learn these two verses of the Quran, sister, so that we can feel how Allah is critical regarding His decree, so that we will be never impatient with Allah's decree, so that we will never be exposed to His punishment. We will read now from Surah number 54, verse 49 and 50. So now, sister, we will read from 54, verse number 49 and 50. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Wama amruna illa wahidatun kalamhim bilba.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verily, we have created all things with qadr, and our commandment is but one as the twinkling of an eye.
Again, sister, it is Allah's decree which controls all the creatures in the heavens and on the earth since creation until the day of judgment. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything. It is only the command of Allah once, without needing to repeat the command, that controls the life. So life is controlled by command of Allah, which is mentioned once. Whatever Allah commands will come to existence faster than the blinking of an eye without any delay. Okay? Sisters, when you learn about these verses of the Quran, you must feel the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are upset with some problems in your life, have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send His command to change your situation in a time which is less than the twinkling of an eye. Maybe you leave your home now in a situation which you feel you consider it very sad one, and you will return home to discover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed all the situation. Within half an hour, within 1 hour, Allah mentioned in the Quran that His command is but as the twinkling of an eye. It is the word be. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the word be, it is be. Alhamdulillah. This is how we can believe in Allah, so that you have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone will tell you, wait very long time, I waited very long time and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't change my situation, you can answer her because you are impatient. If you have the patience in reality, in the depths of your spirit, and you have the hope in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you His power that He can change His life in a time less than the twinkling of an eye. But because you are in a hurry and you are impatient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is postponing everything related to you until you prove to Him that, oh Allah, I believe that You can change my situation in less than the twinkling of an eye. Sister, twinkling of an eye means less than a second. Allah can change everything. Try always to keep these facts clear and alive in your spirit. Sometimes you look to the weather and the weather is very good, and within 10 minutes you notice that, you know, there is a very big storm and the rain is very heavy and everything is upside down. And actually it is not only in the weather. Suppose today I am sitting, alhamdulillah, in a very good shape, and after I arrive home, after 1 minute I have pain in my abdomen, I am examined by the doctor, and the doctor will tell me, Sister Mona, I am very sorry, you are dying soon. So it is the twinkling of an eye. I was in the masjid at 12 o'clock having, you know, the feeling that, you know, everything is alright. I don't know the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can change everything in the twinkling of an eye. So I must be very close to Allah. I must be patient with Allah. I must obey Allah. I must have the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the correct one, so that when Allah decrees for me this kind of disaster, He will shower me with His mercy at the same time. Alhamdulillah. This is the situation of the believer. The believer will not escape the trials of life, but the believer will be showered with the mercy mercy of Allah during the time of trial. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect his spirit from the damage of the trials. This is the difference between the real believer. All those whom I am talking about are Muslims, but Muslims by name and Muslims whom they are true believers. Okay, I don't discuss the non-Muslims because I only know about Islam. Okay, so let us know from the story of Prophet Yunus about that the command of Allah is just like the twinkling of an eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the storm to cause the fear of the people of the ship so that they decided to get rid of a person. You must remember the story again, sister, so that you will evaluate, you will realize the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that while you are listening to this story, after you go home, try to evaluate some of the events in your life, and you will realize that it is the same what is going with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his decree, which never change. Whether for the prophets or for the normal people, or even for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was following the same rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his decree. So, how we can evaluate the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the story of Prophet Yunus? Prophet Yunus left his people. Okay, this is Prophet Yunus. Okay, and he decided to go to the sea, and then he was on the ship with other people, and everything was calm and in a very good shape. But it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Prophet Yunus soon must be in the stomach of the fish. How this will happen, oh Allah? It will happen that send a very big storm to that. You see, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can interfere or think to interfere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two things to Prophet Yunus for his decree to be done. Allah sent the storm and Allah sent the fish. Both of them at the same time. So, when the storm was there, the people decided to throw one of them because it is too heavy. Can we imagine that the name Yunus has to be the one for three times? That's it. It is over. This means for Prophet Yunus that it is over. Actually, it is over that he will be dead. Once, twice, the third time, his name, so he must throw himself in the sea. He throw himself in the sea for the fish to swallow. Subhanallah. This fish, it came from far away. As the storm started, Allah sent the fish. This is the decree of every one of us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for an event, it will happen. Okay? And this is why Islam will give you tranquility and peace, because Islam is the submission. Submission to Allah's decree, totally. You tell me, Sister Mona, so and so will happen to you. I tell you, I submit myself totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the storm, remember the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the power to make Prophet Yunus to die immediately in the sea. Someone threw himself during a very heavy storm and very big waves. What is the expected fate for him? Death. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make him to die. Allah wants to punish him. He will be punished strongly because he was impatient with the decree of Allah. Sometimes the sister's death is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the end. No pain. But to keep someone alive in the prison, okay, of the fish, the sea, and the night, this is the great disaster and the great pain and the great punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the great lessons for the Muslims when they read the Quran, when they learn this story, never to be impatient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prophet Yunus was present in the three layers of darkness as planned. You must know this, sister, as planned 50,000 years before the creation of the earth. If you believe that everything which is happening in your life was written
50,000 years before the creation of this life, I will be impatient with Allah's decree, this means that I don't have a mind. No, the opposite. Total submission to Allah's decree, alhamdulillah, and we learned from the rules of Allah's decree how to have this total submission, inshallah. I will revise it with you with the classes of the belief, hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was that the belief for every believer, that the greatest tragedy for Prophet Yunus which he faced was that he was impatient with Allah's decree. Now, I want to clarify to you about the power of hope. Because actually the power of hope is the core of our faith. Now try to imagine yourself, actually to imagine yourself in this situation, I think is impossible. No one can imagine herself in the abdomen of the fish. Can you imagine yourself in the abdomen of the fish? You can't. Too difficult for the human being, you know, to feel it. In the abdomen of the fish, in the bottom of the sea, at night. Bottom of the sea, at night. Again and again, sister, you remember the sea of Prophet Musa? And when we mention the story of Prophet Musa when he was standing in front of the sea, and I mentioned to you that at night, the sea is very dangerous. Just to swim in the sea at night, this is always forbidden. After 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, when someone will try to swim in the sea, I was always going to the seaside, they will tell us, never, never, never. The sea, this is the statement, the sea is very dangerous at night. Nobody knows why. Okay, just to swim. But Prophet Yunus was not swimming. Prophet Yunus was in the stomach of the fish, in the bottom of the sea. So, there is any possibility to be saved? Okay? How he can be saved? This is the question. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that if he will not glorify Allah, he will be in that situation until the day of judgment. Yes, if you want to read this verse, let us read it so that you realize the power of hope of Prophet Yunus, so that inshallah you learn how to have this power of hope. We will read now from surah number 37 about this, what Allah mentioned. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 37, verse number 143 and 144, so that you realize how the power of hope in Allah saved Prophet Yunus from that prison which he was supposed to stay in it until the day of judgment. Okay, so in surah number 37, verse number 143-144, Allah said, فَلَوْلَا إِنْ أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Had he not been of them who glorify Allah, he would have indeed remained inside its belly, the fish, till the day of resurrection.
You see, sister, this was his final destination, to stay in the belly of the fish until the day of resurrection. But, oh Allah, what happened that you saved Prophet Yunus? It was the hope, the power of hope. This is, sister, which every one of us must learn to keep it all the time, the most important basic need for the spirit, to have the patience, to have the acceptance, to do the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of hope. Okay, the more you have the power of hope, inshallah, the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you, inshallah, you will have an outlet from every disaster. What is the proof, Sister Mona? The proof is that when Prophet Yunus realized that he is moving, immediately the power of hope motivated him to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this difficult situation except when your spirit is motivated by the power of hope. Let me call on Allah, let me repent to Allah, let me clarify to Allah that I am the wrongdoer, let me clarify to him that I am a believer in his oneness, I am glorifying him, I have the hope that Allah will save me. Okay, this is the power of hope, sisters, which motivated Prophet Yunus. He kept on repeating that dua. Okay, I will analyze for you now the dua which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the accepted dua of the Quran. Okay, and because of this power of hope, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. It is always Allah's mercy which impresses everything. That mercy which the believer must have hope in every trial or hardship. Okay? It is again Allah's mercy that Prophet Yunus' body was protected. Again, sisters, he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah made him just to lose his skin. But still his body was there. Okay? These teeth didn't break his bones. Okay? It was supposed that his bones will be broken or his muscles will be destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, kept his body. Okay, and then when he was thrown on the land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, because this is the decree of Allah, Yunus must be saved. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must be punished. Then he showed repentance and he showed the hope, so he will be saved. How he will be saved? That fish will throw him again on the island, and on the island Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, made this special tree to protect him, so that inshallah he will have his health again and he will be strong again. You see, sister, so this is the story. If you follow it from the start, you will feel that it was supposed to end by death by any means. Okay, and he did a mistake and he was punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but again, in the middle of the darkness, there was the light of hope in the spirit of the believer. This is, sister, the belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. Allah said about the believer, if you want to know this verse of the Quran, that the believer has a light. Okay, there is a proof from the Quran that the believer has a light. Okay, this light is the light of belief. The light of belief will give you the light of hope, the light of reassurance, the light of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is from the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, again, I want to remind you that when you have the power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, Allah will make for you an outlet from your disaster in a way which you never imagined, more than your expectations. You must have the full reassurance, sisters, and trust in this reality. If you don't have it, you will never receive it. Okay, this is the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if you believe in Allah and have hope in Allah and reassurance in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said in Hadith al-Qudsi, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنَّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am up to the expectations of my slave. Okay, so if you expect that Allah will save me, Allah will take care of me, Allah will make for me an outlet which I never expect, Allah will make for you all of this. If you despair of Allah's mercy and you don't have hope and you are sure that everything will be to the worst situation, it will be to the worst situation. Because this is what you think of Allah, it will be a reality. Because Allah is the one who runs all this life. So again, what I want to clarify to you is that when you have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, if I have my daughter and I want my daughter to pass a test, just to pass the test, alhamdulillah, I will be so thankful to Allah. Oh Allah, it is a very big disaster. She failed, for example, for 2 years. Now, oh Allah, my hope is that my daughter will pass the test. Okay? It will be up to your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that maybe your daughter will get the best grades. And you will never believe it. How it happened? It happened because it is all up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah knows about your hope, the more Allah will support your daughter to study what will come to her in the test.
Because everything is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must believe in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one supporting the believers in ways which we will never know. You know, this is from the unseen. The power of Allah, the help of Allah, support of Allah is only up to Allah. For me, as a true believer, I must have the hope 100%. You tell me, Sister Mona, it cannot be 99. I tell you, never, never. 100% and more than 100% in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If my hope is in Allah is not 100%, how I can live this life? I cannot live in my space I can't live in my spirit any space for despair or sadness or depression. I can. My spirit is 100% hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am saving myself with this hope. Alhamdulillah. I am expecting the outlet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am patient and accepting all the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My spirit, always tell to yourself, sister, my spirit is 100% hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Prophet Yunus had the hope in Allah while he was in that tragedy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't save him only, but again Allah prepared for him a very big blessing, as it happened with Prophet Musa. When Prophet Musa was hoping to escape, he and his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his hope, Prophet Musa made him to escape with his people, and also Allah destroyed Pharaoh and his people. This was not one of the expectation of Prophet Musa, but this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, for Prophet Yunus, it is the same. Prophet Yunus was hoping that Allah will save him and he will have his health again. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has all the blessing. He sent him to his city where he was faced with the biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you will know it now from Surah Yunus, the surah which has his name. And we will read now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah Yunus. I want to tell you the name of the verse now. 9 it is. In surah number 10, verse number 98, you will know about the blessing which Allah prepared for Prophet Yunus out of his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read surah Yunus, verse number 98. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Was there any town that believed after seeing the punishment, and its faith at the moment saved it from the punishment? The answer is none, except the people of Yunus. When they believed, we removed from them the torment of disgrace in the life of the present world and permitted them to enjoy for a while.
Actually, sister, it was again Allah's favor for those who has the hope in him. That when Prophet Yunus returned to his people, they were already true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A goal which he struggled hard to achieve. And actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the town of Yunus, it is the only town which all the people believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the prophets whom they call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their people never believe in them. The only people whom they believe, all of them, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the commands of their prophets is the people of Prophet Yunus. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for something, it will be done. He escaped because he was impatient with them. Allah made them to be true believers. And when he had again the hope in Allah and he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah made them to return to them and to be happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them all, alhamdulillah, believers in his believer in his oneness. And actually, they were looking for their prophet to keep on teaching
teaching them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, sisters, I need to clarify to you that the power of hope will always motivate you for two things which, inshallah, all the time try, sister, to live it. Okay, this is, sister, the messages of hope of the Quran. Only the Quran can give you these messages of hope, because the Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who controls everything. When I believe that only the controller can make change in my present and in my future, this will make me to believe in his words and to be patient with his commands and with his decree, so that inshallah my power in him will be my way to two blessings in my life. Number one, this is the power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will always motivate you for doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the very difficult hardships. Okay, still I remember Prophet Yunus, I remember his strategy, his tragedy, but it was his dua that saved him. How he can do dua to Allah while he is in the tragedy? Because of the power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be the source of your acceptance and patience with Allah's decree, so that inshallah with this acceptance and patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you an outlet from every disaster. And this acceptance and patience will protect your spirit from the harmful effect of any disaster. Alhamdulillah, all of this is from the power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end, sisters, I want to analyze with you the dua of Prophet Yunus, so that you realize how we must have the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the dua of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, which Prophet Muhammad said about it, that whoever will do dua with it, Allah will, whoever will invoke by this dua, Allah will surely fulfill it. Okay? This dua consists of three parts. Okay? Number one, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. None has the right to be worshipped by Allah. This equal to the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, again and again in my classes, in every minute of my life, this is the basic fundamental need for the spirit of the believer. The belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it opens the gates of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three is to acknowledge your errors. I am a human being, I am a sinner, and I must all the time, in every minute, you tell me, Sister Mona, this happened before because of Allah's decree. I tell you, never, 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 it is because of me. I am the sinner. I always acknowledge my error. I always acknowledge my error and keep my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the power of hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be always strong in my spirit. Because if I am not happy with Allah's decree, I will never have power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This basic fact, sister, must be clear in your spirit. I will have the hope in Allah when I am sure that whatever is happening, the good from Allah, the bad from me. This is how the believer always have to evaluate the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshallah all the time you tell me, Sister Mona, do you think that there is an outlier? I tell you 100%. You tell me how? I tell you because of the power of the hope in the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sisters, again, sister, this is the third message of hope learning today. Keep the power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your spirit strong during every hardship, at the time of failure, so that when you feel you are lonely, so that you can feel Allah's mercy so close in hand. Always repeat, none has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah, glorified and exalted are you. Truly I have been of the wrong doers, and always look, inshallah, for the outlet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah number, this dua is in surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 87 and 88. Okay, so let us make the dua, inshallah, sister. So this is the message of today. The message of today is the supplication of Prophet Yunus when he was in the stomach of the fish. And actually, this is the supplication which when the Muslim it will call on Allah at the time of disaster, or I'll call on Allah for any, whatever he is looking for, Allah will fulfill it for him, inshallah. This is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us make the dua now, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم او الله او اللورد انسبير اس وذ جود كوندكت اند سيف اس فروم اور ايفل امين. O Allah, our Lord, cause your fear cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.